here's a story from The World.
We start today in Turkey, home now to well over 3.5 million Syrians who have fled a decade-long civil war in their country. More than half of the Syrians in Turkey are children, many of whom have lost one or both parents to war. For these young refugees, child labor has also become a major problem, one that's gotten worse since the pandemic hit. The World's Shirin Jafari went to meet a Syrian man in Turkey who's made it his mission to give vulnerable kids a chance at a more normal childhood.
Salim Abdulghani leans on the wall of the residential building that used to be the center of his world.
3 years we stay in that building.
Today, the door is locked. Nobody's around. The only sound comes from the hum of generators at a nearby hospital. There's a look of grief on Ghani's face.
والله يا شيرين يعني الموضوع يعني هي الكارثة الكبيرة اللي صارت على المركز وعلى الأطفال وعلى المتطوعين.
This is a crisis that affected our center, he says. The pandemic is a global problem. But for us, it's even harder because we were not equipped to deal with it. The Rainbow Center was started by Ghani and a group of volunteers 7 years ago. It was in response to the large number of Syrian children they saw working on the streets of Gaziantep. That's a city close to the border with Syria.
ليش سوينا هذا المركز؟ لأنه وين ما تمشي عم بتشوف طفل شارع سوري إما عم بنبش بالحاويات أو جار.
Here's how it worked. Ghani would spot children on the streets picking through trash or selling stuff like gum at intersections. He would approach them and ask about their parents. Then he would try to meet the parents or the guardians to convince them to send the kids to the center.
ونطرح عليه موضوع المركز إنه يجي لعنا على المركز بدون ما يترك شغله لأنه إحنا ما كان عنا إمكانية.
We couldn't cover the money the children made on the street, Ghani says, and the families couldn't go without that income. So we would ask the parents if the kids could come to the center at least a few hours a week.
كتير أطفال خايفين بيخافوا. من أي شيء يعني مثلاً بكون قاعد تعمل له هيك برتعب.
All of the kids were traumatized, Ghani says. So at first, they underwent a psychological evaluation. If they needed support, the center would provide it. Then they would get lessons in Arabic and Turkish and took part in workshops like theater, music, or drawing. It was all run by volunteers. Over the years, Ghani says, the Rainbow Center became a sanctuary, a safe space for Syrian children. There, they could play, draw, sing, be themselves, even if for a brief moment. But the pandemic robbed them of that escape. The Turkish government ordered businesses and schools to close to limit the spread of coronavirus.
أرجوك شيرين خليني ناسي. أرجوك شيرين.
Don't remind me, Ghani says, shaking his head when I ask him how he feels now. According to the International Labour Organization, the coronavirus pandemic has put millions of children at risk of being forced into work. Family incomes have fallen or vanished completely, schools are closed, and all that puts more pressure on children to earn money. One family, Salim Abdulghani, has been checking in with regularly since the start of the pandemic is Sharifa Riza and her 4 young sons. They live in an abandoned house, tucked away at the end of a narrow alleyway. Sharifa's boys went to the Rainbow Center. Now they're at home, full time. Her husband worked at a bakery in Syria. One night, when he was asleep at the shop, a fire broke out and took his life. Then came the war, fighter jets dropping bombs near the family's home. Sharifa and her sons fled to Turkey. The first few months in this country were tough, she says. They had no financial support. So 3 of the boys had to work. One worked at a toy store, another sold women's accessories, Sharifa says. I was so happy when they started going to the center, Sharifa tells me. They were learning Arabic. That's important to her because none of her sons, who are between the ages of 11 and 14, can read or write in Arabic. That's because they never went to school in Syria. Salim Abdulghani saw a lot of potential in Sharifa's children. He's helped get two of them enrolled in Turkish schools. Bilal, who's 11, is at the top of his class now, Ghani says. As the children play in the yard, Ghani looks on proudly. He says he saw the changes that the center brought to Syrian children.
الطفل كان يحس بطفولته كان يعيش مع أولاد من عمره.
They played, sang, made friends. A new world opened to them, he says, his eyes welling up with tears. He hopes the pandemic will be over soon and that once again he can hear the sound of children at the Rainbow Center. For The World, Shirin Jafari, Gaziantep, Turkey.